Don and Don from Movie Night, TrafficLight.com, dropping by for our Friday morning feature to talk about brand new movies in theaters. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you doing?
Good.
So what are we talking about this morning? A couple new movies in theaters.
Yeah, actually, there's three movies hitting theaters this weekend. There's one called Black Snake Moan, which is actually a Samuel L. Jackson movie you do not want to see.
Oh,
it's another snake movie.
No, yeah. Well, I know he's got a pattern.
Christina Ricci looks, I mean, she looks beautiful, but it just doesn't look
right. She's naked the whole time.
Yeah.
Blake, I guess, maybe.
I actually didn't see it, so that's just Don's opinion.
But John and I are going to tell you about Zodiac and Wild Hogs.
Yeah, the movie that made me want to be a cop, or a reporter, or possibly Jake Gyllenhaal, Zodiac.
Well, I guess back in the 1960s and 70s, there was a serial killer on the loose in San Francisco, and he called himself Zodiac. And this movie is all about those true events. And it stars Mark Ruffalo, who is the main detective on the story. And there's Robert Downey Jr., who is actually the main reporter covering it. And Jake Gyllenhaal is a cartoonist that gets all wrapped up into actually covering the story and figuring out who the murders are.
And this is a true story.
It is a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
It's, in fact, very true to the true story, I guess. And what happens is that Zodiac, he randomly and brutally kills a whole bunch of people, and everybody gets really wrapped up in trying to solve the case, but he kind of taunts the police by sending notes with coded messages to the newspapers for them to publish, and he actually even calls into a talk show, and I think we have a clip for that.
Sam, how long have you been having these headaches?
Since I killed a kid.
Well, what was that, Sam?
I did not say anything.
We heard a scream.
That was my headache.
You sound like you're in a great deal of pain.
My head aches. I'm so sick. Oh, I'm going to kill them.
That's creepy.
That is scary.
Yeah, it's very creepy. And the movie is creepy, too. But, you know, everybody that's involved with this case gets totally wrapped up in solving who the Zodiac killer is. But unfortunately, even today, nobody knows who really was or who really is the killer. But the movie does kind of give you clues on who they think did it.
I got to tell you, Robert Downey Jr., even in a movie about a notorious serial killer, still the funniest guy in film today. He's really good in
He's
this.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
So you don't want to take the kids to this movie?
Oh, please don't take the kids to this. In fact, there were kids at the premiere screening, which was really sad.
Because
this will mess up your kids.
And
no
it's not
doubt.
A movie about astrology like Jenny thought it
was. I know. I was like, so excited. I'm like, Jake Gyllenhaal, it's about astrology. Blake's like, Jenny, it's about a serial killer.
Yeah, not at all like that. But it is pretty long. So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Zodiac a yellow.
Okay.
Well done. Just too long.
So there's another movie we're going to talk about, and it's called Wild Hogs.
Well, actually, Wild Hogs is what John Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, and William H. Macy call their so-called little motorcycle gang thing that they have going on. It's actually not a gang at all. They just hop on their bikes once a week and head down to the nearest sports bar, so it's not a big deal. And John Travolta, he's a really rich guy that his wife is leaving him, so he's bummed out. Tim Allen is a frustrated family guy. William H. Macy's a complete dork, and Martin Lawrence hates his job. So one day they decide, you know what? We ought to hit the road, find some adventure. So they get together, and this clip is where they start their adventure.
There are no rules on this trip, remember? We're just heading for the Pacific, and there ain't no plan. Who knows where we're going to be?
I know where we're going to be. Dudley hooked me up. Check out this thing. It's a GPS in my phone now. Look at that thing.
Kid, let me see. That's cool. Look at that.
What'd you do that for?
For the good of the trip. You don't need a GPS to discover America. You need a bike, and you need the road, okay? Freedom.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And, you know, their adventure, even though it's completely dramatic for them and life-altering for them, for the audience, just plain fun.
Really?
The trailer looks dumb, though.
Like, it does look dumb.
So is it better it really than what the trailer
In fact, it's well, the shows. Movie's a lot like a typical Tim Allen movie. You know, it's a lot of goofy, silly comedy, jokes you can see coming from outer space. But unlike most of Tim Allen's movies, I actually enjoyed this. And the reason is because even though it's silly and goofy.
You woke up on the right side of the bed this morning.
I know. Usually John's the
good. Oh, you feeling a little sensitive today?
No. I just, you know, the thing is that I really love the idea. You know, these aging guys kind of abandoning their lives to go out on the road
There's
on an adventure.
Sort of personal connection to
I think
movie.
I have
aging guys.
Aging man.
Not youthful like me. They're trying, you know. Yeah. But And the other thing is they're all just so likable in this. You know, John Travolta probably didn't say a funny thing in the whole movie. I laughed at him at the whole time. I mean, it's a fantastic role for him. Plus, there's a lot of really cool, surprising cameo appearances thrown in. So, actually, cool. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is one of those movies where you really don't have to think at all. You can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the movie. So, on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Wild Hogs. This one is a green. Oh. This one's a lot of fun.
And good for the whole family?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's fun. It's probably not for your youngest kids. It's PG-13.
And if you want to read more about their reviews, you can go to movienighttrafficlight.com, which you can link to from our website.